This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
It's time for English Makeover from BBC World Service. In this series, learners of English from around the world tell us their language problems. And there's advice for them and you from experienced teacher of English, Karen Adams.
Hi, I'm Karen Adams and I'm an English language teacher and teacher trainer. And over the years I've helped, or at least I hope I've helped, hundreds of learners to improve their English. The English Makeover learners will be telling me about their problems and, well, I'll see what I can do to help.
Today's learner is Sora Hong from South Korea. Presenter Vicky Sullivan visited Sora at college to see how the English Makeover team could help her with her English.
My name is Sora Hong. I am from South Korea. I've been here nearly 2 years. I'm studying at Westminster Kingsway College. I just finished K2 course MVQ 1 level, and I'm going to study here until 2005. I want to specialize in pastry. I want to be a pastry chef.
Sora's got ambitions to be a pastry chef, making cake and special bread. But in the international kitchens of Westminster Kingsway College, everything goes on in English, and this can make things difficult.
In Korea, we learn study English, but we don't learn much conversation or things like that. We just learn grammar.
Have you found that your English has improved since living in England?
Of course, yeah. I couldn't speak English, you know, just my name.
So what do you do here on a day-to-day basis? What's a typical day for you?
Normally we start 10 o'clock and then we have a theory lessons, and then after 2 we have a practical in the kitchen, so we finish 5 o'clock or 5:30. I'm in the first year, so we just learn basic preparation of vegetables and the meat, kind of meats and method of cooking, things like this.
And all of this is done in English, obviously. Yeah. How hard is that for you to understand when all your lessons are in English?
First time it was really hard, but now it's getting used to.
So you find it easier now than at the beginning. And do you have to do any kind of written work while you're here?
Yeah, I hate this written work. It's really difficult. It's totally different from when you speak.
What do you think about your English generally? Do you think it's quite good level? Do you think people usually understand you or not?
Maybe people pretend to understand me, but I don't really know. I don't think people always understand me.
So do you have any specific problems with your English that you'd like help with?
Yeah, pronunciation most. I have problem with the sounds R and L. For example, if I want to say rice, sometimes I say lice. It's totally different meaning. In Korean, it's the same pronunciation, but English is different position of your tongue, so it's quite really hard.
So that's hard for you because the pronunciation is different from in Korean. So are there any other problems that you have?
Yeah, especially in the kitchen, the ingredient is really hard to know because especially pastry, I never heard the name before, the cakes and everything, Victoria sponge, things like this.
Okay, so you have to learn specific vocabulary for your ingredients. You just heard Sora Hong, a trainee chef from South Korea, talking about some of the problems she has with English. She talked about 2 main difficulties. First, pronunciation. She confuses the sounds R and L. Secondly, Sora worries about not knowing the vocabulary for different foods, for example, the ingredients in things she cooks. So what can Sora do to improve? What can you do to improve if you have similar problems? Well, at this point it was time to bring in the experts. Over the years, teacher and teacher trainer Karen Adams has helped thousands of learners improve their English, and she was on hand to offer advice. Right, so that was Sora talking about the problems that she has with English. What advice would you give her, Karen?
Well, Sora has two very specific problems. The first one is pronunciation, and it's the difference between L and R. This difference is very difficult for lots of learners in Korea, Japan, China, lots of languages where L and R are almost the same sound. Now, one of the things that she can do to overcome this problem is to realise that instead of thinking about where her tongue goes to make the sound, is to think about the shape of her lips. So, for example, if she wants to say R, as in rice, the food, rice, she should make her lips more round. She should push her lips forward. So instead of thinking, oh, where should my tongue go? R, make your lips go forward. L, make your lips like a smile.
So if Sora practices maybe even looking at English speakers when they speak, but think about the position of her lips more than the position of her tongue when she's speaking those two sounds to practice.
Absolutely. And the thing is not to worry about it too much, because she can always make her meaning clear. But again, R, your lips are round. Now, her second problem is a very specific vocabulary problem. And I think this is an issue for lots of people who are studying subjects through English. They have a very wide vocabulary in their specific area that they have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that she can do is to use places around her, like her supermarket. So when she does her shopping, instead of just looking at the things on the shelf, just take an extra minute to look at the name. Or if she has bought a packet of something, instead of just opening it, first of all, look at the ingredients. So can she work out what the ingredients are? If she's writing a shopping list, don't write the shopping list in Korean. Only write your shopping list in English. So this is one way for Sora, who's a chef, to really use her shopping, her free time, to improve her English. And it won't feel painful, because it doesn't feel like you're studying when you're learning English through shopping.
So Sora can use things like writing her shopping list in English and just looking at the packets of food and things like that, looking at the names of foods, to practice that specialist vocabulary. And of course, people studying in other areas could also look out for occasions when they can see the types of vocabulary written down and practice reading them and understanding them.
Absolutely. For example, if you're learning architecture and you go on a tour somewhere, look for the signs that tell you, go to this area in the church or in the castle. You can learn lots of new vocabulary just by looking around you.
Advice there from teacher Karen Adams. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. Did it work for Sora?
I think that advice is quite practical, as long as you remember it. Instead of thinking of a position of tongues, you think of your lips. It's much better to pronounce, and easier as well.
And have you actually tried this? Have you looked in a mirror to see the shape of your lips?
Yesterday, I had a chance to say remedy. One of my friends said, he said, remedy. I had an English friend, he said, what? And then I said, remedy. And then he said, okay, remedy.
Okay. Now, what about the second problem that you had was with vocabulary. What did you think of Karen's advice on that problem?
Once a week, I'm going for my shopping, but I never did my list. But last weekend, I tried it, and then there was some the kind of vegetable which I didn't know it, and then I knew it now.
So you were writing a list for your shopping and you didn't know some of the words. And so having looked in the supermarket, you now have learned that vocabulary.
Even I know how to spell it correctly.
Right, okay. So you were looking around in the supermarket, looking at the names of things. What about the kind of ingredients on packets? Have you tried to look at the ingredients on a packet of food or a tin of food?
I haven't done that one, but I definitely do it.
So otherwise, do you have any plans for continuing to improve your English? What kind of ways will you try and improve your English in the future?
Speak as much as I can. And then if they didn't understand, don't be shy and try again.
Excellent advice. Okay. Well, good luck with the rest of your course. And thank you for speaking to us.
And that brings us to the end of today's English Makeover. Here's a quick summary of Karen's advice. If you have problems with the sounds R and L, think about lip shape. For R, as in rice, push your lips forward and make them rounder. For L, as in lice, make your lips like a smile. You might want to practice the sounds in front of a mirror. If you want to learn vocabulary for your subject, cookery, architecture or medicine, for example, keep your eyes open. Notice the English all around you. For cookery terms, look at lists of ingredients on packets or in books. If you're in an English-speaking country, notice the signs in supermarkets. You could keep a notebook and write down new words. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. Join the English Makeover team again next time for more advice to improve your English.